Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Nice that they took the time out of their day to come by and be with us. We had our Reverend Galen Morris and his wife, and he actually did some presentations of Bibles for the elected officials and made it a very special day. And Reverend Morris is a known presence in our county government, and he regularly stops by my office and offers words of prayer and support. And just, again, you never know what day he's going to show up. It's just always, it makes your day a lot brighter when he comes by to visit with you. And again, I just want to share with you our thanks just from each of the elected officials and so forth for just the opportunity to be with him yesterday and receive the Bibles.
Okay, that's good.
We had, kind of skipping down the agenda a little bit, we had Miss Gina Murray, and she had a proclamation to recognize November as the National Adoption Month in McCulloch County. And she, a little bit of statistics along with the proclamation. It was noticed that there were 32 children are currently in foster care out of McCulloch County, and 16 of those children are awaiting their forever family to bring them home. It's basically the first part of the proclamation, and if that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what does.
Well, it's also good. There was a number of people from the McCulloch County Child Welfare Board, which sponsored having this proclamation, who were there at the meeting for that with the county commissioners. So showed up, had a good turnout.
Yes. Like I say, a couple of very nice things to start off. And
that's right.
I'll say even a third. We had the... Each year we have to appoint some members for our McCulloch County Historical Commission. And out of those, we've got the current members for the year, Ronnie Moore, Mark Mosley, Ken Keene, Rex Ewert, Kevin Dodds, and Alvin Bolton. And the commissioners approved each of those to be our members for the McCulloch County Historical Commission. And then we moved on. We had to kind of a little bit of a tough choice on some appraisal district board of directors for the next upcoming year. There were three people on the ballot, and we could only approve two, and that's never an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm.
So our choices were Chris Popp and Brent Rabian is how we split our votes for the McCulloch County Appraisal District Board of Directors. Of course, there's all of the taxing entities that get their share of votes as well. So
you're not the only ones. The share of vote is based on size of the taxing entity.
Correct.
Which means the school board always gets the most votes.
They had 780 for the Brady ISD.
Right.
McCulloch County was right under that with 752.
Okay.
And then just down throughout the other entities as well. Those were some of the pleasantries, I'd say, of the commissioner's court. And then we had CTTC, which they requested a couple of bores to further their fiber optics throughout the county, and those were approved. We had an interlocal agreement with the city of Melvin, which Commissioner Anderson works really closely with the city council of Melvin, and it's basically the same interlocal that we had last year. Precinct 1 does some road work for the city of Melvin, and in return for that, the city of Melvin provides water to Precinct 1. It's a fairly simple interlocal agreement. We had, back to the subdivisions, which you've been speaking about, the Jacob and Martin Engineering. Commissioner Anderson reached out to them to follow up with the subdivision regulations we need to make sure that the developers are following all the requirements of McCullough County. We do not have a county engineer to lean on to verify that those requirements are being met. So the Jacob and Martin engineering firm, they prepared a fee schedule for that purpose, and we can refer to them if we have any subdivisions come our way and make sure that we're where we need to be and where they need to be as well.
Well, you all spent some time after the session talking about subdivisions. Where does that whole thing stand with in McCullough County? We had a news story a little bit earlier that Mason County had adopted some regulations. In that whole process, where's McCullough County stand?
Yes. We've haven't had in the past month or so, we kind of had other things going on,
right,
and didn't focus a lot on it. Now we're trying to get back on that track to figure out where we want to be in the subdivision regulations. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time going through Mason's proposed subdivision regulation. I say proposed. I believe they did vote on it this week.
Yeah, they did.
And we wanted to do some comparisons to what we have. Our previous one, we've already done some modifications on it and tossed it back to our attorneys to look at. And now we just wanted to look at Mason's and see kind of the things that interest them and what their biggest battles are. Here we're going to work with the NRCS as well. We've got some flood conservation dams. We want to make sure that those I's are dotted and T's are crossed so we don't do something that would not be beneficial to everybody involved, whether you be a landowner, a realtor, buyer, seller. We just want to make sure, just like Judge Bearden said, trying to make sure everyone is as close to happy as possible. But if you and I spoke a little bit earlier, if there was a one-size-fits-all approach, we wouldn't be here this late in the game trying to figure it out.
It is. I think subdivision regulations are particularly onerous because you have so many people with, and their issues are so close to their heart when they get down to it.
Yes.
Because you're talking about where they live and how they live and some of the amenities that go along with where they live, especially out in the county.
Yes. And what we're finding out as you read our previous subdivision regulations, it seems like some people will read just to a point to get their question answered, and you can't stop there. You've got to read for several more pages of
read
information.
The whole thing.
Yes, because it just has a way of circling back around. And one option may seem like you don't fall into the category, and then two pages later, you're definitely in the category where all the subdivision regulations apply.
Yeah. And it's important because once you make a decision about how something's going to be done, where a road is or anything of that nature, it's not easy to go back and change.
No, just drainage alone, just making sure that the drainage from the roads is proper. And again, that's where those engineers are going to come into play. And
right.
I believe the developers, they probably have their engineers that set out the roads and so forth. And then we just want to make sure that we have a check and balance with a different set of engineers, so to speak.
Do we currently have a number of people who are in the process of looking at subdivisions, or is that a fairly small number?
It's, in my opinion, it's small. It's some larger acreages, and that's what I think makes it difficult as well. If you kind of look around our surrounding counties, everything refers back to a smaller acreage as far as subdivisions.
Right.
And what we're seeing is bigger ranches being split up and larger acreages involved. So therefore, that one size fits all is not the case.
Yeah.
Just like I say, if it was on the edge of Brady and a smaller subdivision with smaller tracts, maybe 1 acre tracts or 5 acre tracts, well, kind of what we're looking at right now, they're 10 acre, 25 acre, 100 acre tracts. It's a totally different situation.
Right. Normally, when you say subdivision, you think of, the sort of neatly laid out blocks of, houses and even a half acre and acre.
Correct.
Are large in that context. But now you're talking about a subdivision that is got 25 acre tracts. That's different.
it really is. And then you look at the water situation, yes. The utility situation, yeah. And where you're close to the city limits and the city wants to provide the water, I don't believe that's as big of an issue as you've got 5,000 acres and 100 tracks and trying to figure out, you know, water availability and so forth. There's just a lot to it.
Yeah. And by and large, it would seem that a lot of it is to avoid problems in the future,
yes.
Rather than now, just sort of let's make sure we get all these things planned out. Because as you said, water, drainage, it's sometimes hard to think about drainage because it rains so seldom. But when it does, it drains.
Correct.
And it washes things away, and we have problems with that. So it's an interesting exercise. So where does the, to go back to the point, where do you stand in that whole process, you think, at the time, current time?
We're still
doing
modifications to that.
Do you have a sort of time frame in your head about how, when you want to get it all set up? Or depends on when you get finished, huh?
Exactly. And just the time as well. We spoke about having just a special meeting, mm-hmm. and get everybody together. We had one commissioner that wasn't with us yesterday, and we definitely want to have everybody on board for a decision as large as what this one will be.
Speaking of new commissioners, you had the new commissioner was on board as part of the group yesterday.
Yes.
Don Bratton has taken his place on the commissioner's court after the resignation of Rick Kemp. Bratton had won the election and was there.
He's
a seat.
He's on board now. Previously, we were trying to determine how to get him on board, and Mr. Bratton said that he would like to be in place as soon as possible, and that was November 1st. So it's another interesting thing. The commissioners don't appoint commissioners. The county judge does.
Oh, really?
So I explained that to Mr. Bratton and gave him a couple of choices. We could have either done it during a county commissioner meeting, or
yeah.
We could just do a simple procedure in my office. And the November 1st date, that was where we just could do it in my office. And we did it with Tim and his wife, and very excited to have him on board. Mm-hmm. I hope we didn't make it too rough on him yesterday, keeping him till after 3 o'clock. But
well, if he's going to be a commissioner, he's, you know, got to find out these things early.
It was a long day yesterday.
Yeah.
For all of us. But again, it was a good day, and we did go into executive session, and we spoke about the tax abatement agreements on both Rattlesnake Power and Heart of Texas Wind projects. Just wanted to look at those a little bit closer, make sure, again, mm-hmm. all of our requirements are being met. And we had Mr. James with us, kind of guiding us there, and we've only got him for a few more months, and I think we might be overloading his plate a little bit trying to get everything done, but he has been wonderful to work with, and we're going to miss him as well.
Okay. Very good. Judge, thank you very much.
All right,
appreciate
you for
it.
Having me.
Judge Frank Trill, the McCullough County judge, with us this morning. And this is the morning program. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.